Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Murray. Batting third. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn Burke. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mickey Klutz. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Naorodny. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. And now, play ball. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Page. The throw from Naorodny and he is safe. Page steals second. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Page scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Barrios. Revering moves to second. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a line drive towards third. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klutz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klutz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klutz misplays the ball. That's an error on Klutz. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Edwards fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clutz misplays the ball. That's an error on Clutz. Naorodny moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Garr reaches second base with a double. Naorodny scores. Pryor moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Pryor scores. Garr moves to third. Washington moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murphy. The throw from Naorodny and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Page hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Langford, and towards Edwards, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Naorodny hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Gross reaches second base with a double. Newman moves to third. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-1 in the game. Burke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newman scores. Gross moves to third. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-1 in the game. Klutz hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murphy. The throw from Nairodny and he is safe. Murphy steals second. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. Murphy moves to third. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Page hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murphy scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Revering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Page moves to second. Ron Schuler now pitching. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klutz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klutz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich Hinton now pitching. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hinton juggles the ball. That's an error on Hinton. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burke. The throw from Nayarodny and he is safe. Burke steals second. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 2 in the game. Klutz is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nayarodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nayarodny is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Nayarodny hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Page strikes out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Revering for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a line drive into center field. Lemon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lemon. Newman moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gross bunts towards the mound. Hinton fields it and has Newman trapped. There's the throw to Pryor, who throws to Kessinger, who tags Newman for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gross. The throw from Nairodny and he is out, Bannister applying the tag. Two outs. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Hinton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gates pinch runs for Lamar Johnson. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. Bannister bunts towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bannister for the out. Gates moves to second. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Nairodny hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burke. Nairodny reaches second base with a double. Bob Lacey now pitching. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-3 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nairodny moves to third. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lacey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-3 in the game. Klutz strikes out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Essien pinch hits for Larry Murray. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.